Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man killed, an officer-involved shooting after Cody police pursuit. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 22-year-old Gillette man was shot and killed by a Cody police officer Monday night following a vehicle pursuit, according to the Park County Coroner's Office. Lucas Alvesteffer, who had multiple outstanding charges in Campbell County, died after attempting to flee from a traffic stop. Cody police say the chase began when officers attempted to pull him over around 8 p.m. for improperly displaying his vehicle registration. He refused to stop, and the pursuit ended near mile marker 58 on Highway 141620 when his vehicle became inoperable. Officers then made contact with Alvesteffer, and an officer-involved shooting occurred. One officer discharged their weapon, killing Alvesteffer at the scene. That officer is now on administrative leave, which is standard procedure, as the incident remains under investigation. Court records show Alvesteffer had a history of domestic violence. He was wanted in connection with multiple assaults on his girlfriend, including a 2024 incident where he reportedly choked and struck her. In March, he was charged again with two counts of domestic battery, but evaded arrest. He also failed to appear for his sentencing on a separate aggravated assault conviction involving a pregnant woman. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is leading the case. Wyoming Highway Patrol investigating fatal rollover crash near Douglas. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal single-vehicle rollover crash that occurred Sunday morning, July 27th, on Interstate 25 northwest of Douglas. Troopers say a northbound Chevy Suburban exited the interstate at mile marker 144 just after 11 a.m., traveled through the median, and then overcorrected, causing the vehicle to slide onto its side and roll twice before coming to a rest, blocking both lanes. One passenger, 21-year-old Braden Rayner of Casper, was ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. Investigators say Rayner was not wearing a seatbelt. Three other occupants, including the driver, were wearing seatbelts and were transported to Converse County Memorial Hospital with minor injuries before being released. Driver fatigue is being investigated as a possible factor of the crash. So far in 2025, there have been 68 fatalities on Wyoming roadways, compared to 54 at this time last year and 78 in 2023. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.